Hi everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm your teacher, Peter. Thanks for joining us this Saturday.
Hi friends, I'm Pauline. We talked about some fun things this week, and today I'm glad we can review all of it together.
Hey, but before we watch those lessons again, can you remember what shows we had this week?
Ooh, good question. Well, yesterday is easy. Yesterday we had our e-report. Those are always fun. Oh, and on Monday and Tuesday, we talked about the weather.
And Pauline, don't forget, we talked about one of your favorite topics this week. Remember? Celebrating the Christmas season.
Oh, right. Those shows were great.
All the shows were great. Let's go back and watch them together. This will help you to review and listen to that English. Then we'll ask you some questions about them. All right, here we go.
Hi, James. You look cold.
I'm freezing, and I don't have a warm coat.
Why not? It's usually cold in December.
I know, but it was sunny this morning. The weather was nice.
Well, it's not nice now, and the temperature is dropping.
Maybe I can borrow a coat from someone?
Hi, Tina. What's the weather like outside?
It's rainy right now, and it may snow soon.
So it's cold outside.
Yes, and the temperature is dropping.
I don't like winter weather.
I usually like winter, but there's too much rain now.
It does rain a lot here in December.
How's the weather now, Susie?
It's getting worse, James. The sky is getting darker, and it's really windy.
I should go back to the office, but I don't want to go outside.
I don't either. The rain may turn to snow.
Then I should run back to the office now.
Yes, you don't want to get caught in a snowstorm.
Tina, what's the weather like in Colorado?
In the wintertime, it's always snowy.
Do you like snow in winter?
Yes, I like cold weather and warm sweaters.
So when it's snowy, you can have a lot of fun.
Yes, you can. Do you like winter?
I do, but I like summer better.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Hi, Rob. You sound excited about Christmas.
Of course. Christmas is my favorite holiday.
It's mine, too. I love Christmas decorations.
I love Christmas cookies. They're delicious. I love Christmas music, too.
I like sending and receiving Christmas cards.
Me too. I only hear from some people at Christmas time.
Are you going to decorate your house?
Yes. I'll decorate it inside and out.
So you're going to put up lights on the outside?
Yes. All of my neighbors decorate their houses too. Our neighborhood looks great.
Fun. What about Christmas shopping?
I'm going to start soon. I am making a gift list.
I need to do that too.
Susie, what do you get for a person who has everything? My brother is hard to buy for.
What about getting him a gift of the month club?
Oh, you mean like a Fruit of the Month club?
Right. Then he'll receive something every month.
Maybe there's a Sausage of the Month club. My brother loves sausage.
I'm sure there is. Just look online.
Did you make a list for Santa Claus in your childhood?
Of course. Every Christmas, I wrote to Santa and gave him my list.
Me too. I used to ask him for lots of toys.
Did you get everything on your list?
No. Did you?
No. I asked for a horse every Christmas, but I never got one.
I'm not surprised.
Oh, hey everyone! I'm so happy to see you. Do you remember me? My name is Rebecca. Well, I just finished a full day of reporting, and I had to wash my face. Why did I have to wash my face? Well, when we record, we have to wear a lot of makeup so that we can look our very best in front of the camera. But I can't keep the makeup on my face too long because it's not good for my skin. And it's very important to take good care of your skin if you want healthy skin. So, what are some different ways to take care of your skin? That's a very good question. Well, we are going to be learning about that on today's e-report.
Every year, men and women around the world spend billions of dollars on products for the skin. What kind of products do they buy? They buy soaps, creams, lotions, sprays, and masks. Why? They want clean, beautiful, healthy skin. But are all skincare products the same? Since there are so many different types of skin products in stores, how can people know which skin product is best for them?
Hey everyone, today I'm going to learn how to take care of my skin, and I'm very excited. My friend Ivy in the room over there is going to show me how. She's preparing something very special. Now remember, boys and men, taking care of your skin is not only for ladies. It's very important for men and boys as well. So the first step to learning how to take care of your skin is to know what type of skin you have. How do you do this? Ivy!
There are five main types of skin that people have. Normal skin, oily skin, dry skin, combination skin, or sensitive skin. Normal skin is not too dry and not too oily. It doesn't have many wrinkles, and you don't see many pores. Babies and young children usually have normal, healthy skin. Oily skin is skin that makes a lot of oil. Oily skin is usually shiny. Many teenagers have oily skin. Dry skin doesn't have enough water. People with dry skin often have more wrinkles. The fourth type of skin is combination skin. People with combination skin usually have dry skin on their cheeks and around the eyes, and oily skin on their forehead and nose. The last type of skin is sensitive skin. Sensitive skin is usually very dry and can be irritated easily. Before you use any products on your face, know your own skin. Then you can choose the best products for you. So, what are the steps to taking care of your skin? First, you must clean it. It is important to find a good cleanser. A good face cleanser will clean your face, but will not dry out your skin. After you wash your face, apply some toner. The toner takes away any remaining oil and dirt. It will also tighten your skin. But choose the right toner for your kind of skin. This is important. Next, some people like to use masks.
Have you ever thought about making your own facial mask? Well, actually, I haven't, but today I have good news. Ivy is going to teach me how to make my own facial mask, a mask that's really good for my face, which is a little dry. Well, right here, there are 6 bottles of liquid. There are 2 specifically good to help moisten my face. Ivy's going to show me which ones they are.
Can also help tone your skin and give it moisture. Skin that is too dry can cause wrinkles and other problems. After you use a mask, it is always good to put on a moisturizer. The moisturizer keeps your skin healthy. It helps to stop wrinkles and keeps your skin looking young. Some moisturizers can also help to brighten your skin.
Hey everyone, as you can see, I'm still wearing my mask, but I think it's done. Just one moment. Ah, my skin feels so moist. I learned so much today. It was so much fun. I learned that it's very important to have beautiful skin because you need to take care of your skin. But beauty isn't only on the outside. You need to have a beautiful heart as well. If you have beautiful skin and a beautiful heart, you can be beautiful on the inside and the outside. Friends, thank you so much for joining me for today's e-report. I'll see you next time. Ivy? Where's Ivy? Ivy!
It's fun to see those lessons again, isn't it? Now let's review with a couple of questions.
All right, Peter, I'm ready for any question.
Great. What is 2 plus 2?
4, but what does that have to do with our review?
Oh, nothing. I thought you said you were ready for any question. Okay, here is a real question from the week. What was the weather like at the office on Monday?
It was rainy and cold.
That is right. When it's raining outside, we can say it is rainy. It was rainy and cold this week. And the temperature is dropping. Soon it might not rain. Instead, it might...
Snow!
Very good, Pauline. When it's snowing outside, what's the weather like?
Snowy, of course.
That's right. Good job. I love this review. Okay, here's another question. How do people celebrate Christmas?
Oh, they make Christmas cookies. They decorate with Christmas lights and Christmas trees. They sing Christmas carols and go Christmas shopping.
Okay, thank you. Very good job, Pauline. But we can't review the whole show again. Okay, one last question. Yesterday, we learned how to take care of what?
Your skin. That was a fun show. But before we review that, we need to take a quick break. We'll be right back, friends.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day.
Welcome back, everyone. This was a great week to learn together. Pauline, what did you enjoy about this week's e-report?
Oh, well, it was fun getting to see Rebecca teach a lesson, and it was a good reminder for me. I should probably take a little better care of my skin.
Yes, we both learned what kind of skin we have. You have dry skin, I have oily skin. So we will take care of our skin different ways.
That's right. Well, friends, now it's time to enjoy watching all those fun features of the week. Let's watch them now.
What makes the world go round? It came to earth when Jesus came down. So celebrate his birth today. The gift of love is here to stay. Love, love, it's in the world today. When God's love
everyone, welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about Christmas, and here to answer our question is my guest, Ms. Elfie.
Hi, Rob.
Hello, Elle. Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas to you.
Now, Elle, we have a question here about Christmas. Can you help us answer it?
Well, sir, I love Christmas. It's my favorite holiday.
Christmas is my favorite holiday, too. Our question today comes from Jatsu Tai of Sydney, Australia. I just moved to Australia. I am celebrating my first Christmas here. My friends invited me to go caroling, but I don't know what that is. Can you explain?
That's a great question. Christmas caroling is one of my favorite Christmas traditions.
Me too. Elle, can you tell our friends what caroling is?
Yes. First, let's talk about Christmas carols. A carol is a song. Christmas carols are songs about Christmas. They often tell something about the Christmas story from the Bible.
What are some famous Christmas carols?
Ooh, well, one of my favorites is Joy to the World, the Lord is Come.
Hey, you have a nice voice. Well, that's a good one. Oh, what about Silent Night, Holy Night?
Yes. Oh, and Angels We Have Heard on High, Sweetly Singing O'er the Plain.
I love that one. Okay, so now we know what a carol, the noun, is. What is caroling, the verb?
Ah, around Christmas time, people in Western countries like to go to people's houses and sing Christmas carols to their neighbors.
Why do they do that?
It's a fun way to spread Christmas cheer.
That's true. Caroling is a great way to share the joy of the Christmas season. Thanks for answering our question, Elle. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Oh,
Karen, is this the kind of food you serve in my restaurant? As my assistant chef, you should be ashamed of yourself.
I'm sorry, it's not good enough for you.
Not good enough for me, Karen. This is not good enough for anyone. Here, try it.
Hey, Karen, I have a question. what's up?
Who are you?
Well, I'm Super Sentence Man, and I'm training to be a chef.
Whatever. You see, Karen, this chicken is neither juicy nor cooked.
Yes. Yes.
That was excellent. And your soup is neither hot nor delicious.
Yes! Brilliant!
Super Sentence Man, may I help you?
Our head chef is amazing! He just used today's super sentence twice.
What is he talking about?
I think it's because you said is neither nor while describing my dishes.
You're exactly right, Karen. That is the super sentence for today. And, dear chef, may I give you a piece of advice?
Sure.
Earlier, when you tried Karen's dishes, your comments were neither helpful nor encouraging. Karen is here to learn from you, and you, as head chef, can take this chance to help her.
That is some good advice, Super Sentence Man. I'm sorry for being harsh, Karen. Do you have time to work on these dishes together?
Of course, Chef. I'm free after work. And Super Sentence Man, thank you not only for teaching us today's super sentence, but also for making our kitchen a better place.
It's my pleasure. We should get back to work. But before we do, say it with me. A super sentence every day will make your English great.
Thanks for joining us today, friends. We always love reviewing our lessons with you. It's a lot of fun, and we hope it helps you remember and practice what you learned this week.
We will have more interesting lessons next week. And of course, we will come back again for Saturdays to review them with you.
Ooh, I wonder what we will learn about next week.
That's a good question, but I can't answer that now because that will spoil the surprise.
Well, whatever it is, I'm sure it will be fun, and we hope you join us again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.